paragraph Chaf Hei, V'alkein Shir Seva Hu Ben Shivim Shana. Now we'll understand also why the Gemara's definition in this context of an elderly person who deserves to be shown respect is at the ripe old age of 70 years, which when we were all younger, this sounded like, whoa, 70 years is a really old person. As all of us get on in life, suddenly you talk about a person who passed away, Rahman San Laylain, at the age of 72, they say, wow, a young guy, you know what? That's how things change in life, unfortunately. Just to go back for a moment to what we said before about the pasuk, v'lo yeshmu kol achosim boi, to make it clearer, this pasuk appears in the chapter in Tehillim, L'dovid b'shanoisoy es tamoy lefnei avimelech. I believe it's chapter 35 or 36 in Tehillim. In the davening on Shabbos morning, it comes right before Tefillah L'moshe. And if you look at the words towards the end of that paragraph, it says, Rabois ro'ois tzaddik, that the tzaddik goes through all kinds of terrible things, all kinds of difficulties, umikulam yatzilenu Hashem. And from all of them, from all the difficulties, from all the trials and tribulations, Hashem saves him. Shoimer kol atzmoisav, Hashem watches over and protects all of his bones, achas meheno loinishbora, that not one of his bones should be broken. Because even though the tzaddik in this world takes all kinds of beatings, Hashem watches over him that none of his bones should be broken. The Meforshim say these bones refer to the students of the tzaddik, the people that are close to the tzaddik. That's the atzmoisav, that not only does Hashem watch over the tzaddik, Hashem also watches over the atzmoisav, that none of them should be broken. The pasuk continues, Temoises rasha ra. What kills a rasha is his own evil, his own wickedness is what's going to do him in. V'soinei tzaddik ye'eshamu. And those who hate the tzaddik, they will be guilty. They will be guilty. Poide Hashem nefesh avodov. Whereas Hashem will redeem the souls of his servants. V'lo yeshmu. And they will not be guilty. Who will not be guilty? Kol hachoisim boi. All of those who are choise in the tzaddik. All those who are close to the tzaddik. All those who are connected to him and lean to him and are in his shade, in his shadow. These are how the psukim show clearly that that's what it's referring to here. Now, back to paragraph Chaf Hei. Therefore, the Shir Seva 70 years, keneged shivim ponim la Torah, corresponding to the 70 interpretations, the 70 faces of the Torah, it's called, the 70 different channels of the Torah. Shehem ikar bechinas hadrasponim shezoicha hazokin dikdusha. That's the true radiance of the face that the true tzaddik is zoicha to. That he's connected to the Torah, he attaches himself to the Torah completely, and he connects to all 70 faces of the Torah. Just like we know the ultimate sefer in Torah is the Tikkunei Zohar. The highest level possible sefer in Torah is the Tikkunei Zohar, which is made up of 70 chapters explaining the word Bereshis, explaining the word, the first word in the Torah. And that sefer represents these Shivim Ponim of the Torah, these 70 channels of the Torah. Interesting to note that one of Rabbeinu Zal's Talmidim, the Trovitz Magid, who was a tremendous tzaddik before he came to Rabbeinu Zal, he was a magid, he was a rabbi in charge of 70 cities. There were 70, he would travel throughout the year to each one, 80 cities, using the number 70 so much. He had Megiddus over 80 cities that he would travel to every Shabbos, being a different, you know, during the week, to teach, to reprimand the people, to teach the people. He was such a giant. And when he met Rabbeinu Zal, he recognized his greatness, and he right away said, I'm quitting my job, back to being a student. He became a student of Rabbeinu Zal. This Trovitz Magid was once talking to his son-in-law. He had a son-in-law who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he wanted to wake him up. He wanted to get him to come to Rabbeinu Zal, which he did. He succeeded. That his son-in-law ended up becoming Makuruf to Rabbeinu Zal. So at one point, the Trovat Samagat had come back from a Shabbos or some time that he spent with Rabbeinu Zal, and he was on fire. And his son-in-law asked him, "How was your trip? How was this? How was the, you know?" And the Trovat Samagat like smashed him in the face verbally, saying, "What are you asking me such nonsense, baloney stuff? How was the trip? How was the chocolate cake? Why don't you ask me what did I get for my Rebbe? I was just by my Rebbe, by Rebbe Nachman. And what should I tell you? The Torah he taught us, should I tell you that it's Zohar? It's higher than Zohar. Should I tell you it's Tikkuni Zohar? It's higher than Tikkunim. It's the ultimate. This is how he described the Torah that he received from Rabbeinu Zal. Again, in the sense that the Gemara tells us that the later rabbis stood on the shoulders of the earlier rabbis because Rabbeinu Zal had the Zohar HaKodesh and the Tikkuni Zohar and the writings of the Arizal. When he added his piece to it, him standing on all of their shoulders and looking, he was able to reveal even more. Each one, we know the Arizal revealed certain things that the Zohar HaKodesh left closed. There are certain places in the Zohar HaKodesh where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal says, we can only reveal up to here. I can't continue this discussion. There's more to say on this, but can't be revealed now. The Arizal, who lived 500, 1,000 years later, says, regarding this discussion in the Zohar HaKodesh, let's pick up from where he left off and let's fill in the missing pieces. And he does, because he had permission. Hundreds of years later, and again, standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbeinu Zal went ahead and added to that and added to that. But I'm saying the Tikkuni Zohar, even Rabbeinu Zal, it says that his favorite sefer just about was Tikkuni Zohar, because the Tikkuni Zohar is a sefer that is, it's one of the svarim that in the most obvious way contains in it all Shivim Ponim of the Torah. So when we say that the tzaddik is the one who is hidur ponim, he's the one who has this radiance of the face, the radiance on his face is these 70 faces of the Torah, these shivim ponim of the Torah. Rak, shehazokein biatzmoi zoichaleim bishlemus gam bimei yankusoi. However, Rav Nosson Zal adds here, the Zokein of Kedusha, the true tzaddik, doesn't have to wait till he's 70 years old to get to this. He can be zoicha to this 70 years, these shivim ponim, even at a young age. We know the Arizal left the world before the age of 40. Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato left the world before the age of 40. Rabbeinu Zal left the world before the age of 40. So they had certainly achieved these shivim ponim shel Torah way, way, way before the age of 70. Kemoshom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara uses the term Yanik v'chakim, young and smart. There is such a concept in Yiddishkeit that you could have somebody who's much younger and much, much more smarter, much more learned than an older person in certain cases. Aval shar b'nei adam, however, regular people, mekablim rak he'ora mehem kishemagia l'shiv mishana. They get a little taste of those shivim ponim shel Torah when they reach the age of 70 years. That's when they get a shine, a little bit of a shine of those shivim ponim, if they're not major talmidei chachamim, if they're not major tzaddikim. Aval gam ze eino yochoy lekabel kim al yedei hatzadik wemes. However, even that shine, even that little bit of a light of the shivim ponim shel Torah, a Jew who gets to the age of 70 years will not receive that other than via the tzaddik. He must receive it via the tzaddik wemes, shemimenu ikar hachius. All the real chius of Kedusha goes via the tzaddik. That's the only source for it. Shehu ho'emes. He is the essence of truth. Shehu ikar hashem v'hakovoi dikdusha. He is the true name and honor of holiness. Bechinas hadras ponim. He is the essence of hadras ponim in Judaism. The tzaddik, the true tzaddik. Therefore, a Jew has to be very careful not to be a zokein ashmai, not to be a wicked old person, not to be a guilty old person. And again, guilty of what? Shehu hacholek al tzadik u'emes. A person who chas v'shalom opposes the true tzadik. Ki ikar hakimo v'hahidur b'fnei habal seva shechai shiv mshana. Because again, the main reason for standing up and showing respect to an older person who has lived 70 years, humachma shebimei chayav shiv mshana, is because of the fact that during his life of 70 years, zocho levare eza b'china emes, he was zeichet to clarify and to achieve a certain level of honesty, of truth, shehu ikar hachius, which is the essence of life, of spiritual life, shenimshach mi shivim ponim la Torah, which comes from the 70 channels of the Torah. Aval ikar birur hoemes, yefshir kim al yidei hatzadik hoemes. However, the real ability to sort out the truth, to identify the truth, and to relate to the truth properly in this world is impossible other than through the tzadik u'emes, shu b'chinas hazokin dikdusha, who is the zokin dikdusha, she'olav ne'mar ze kono chochma. That's the person about whom the Gemara says, this one has acquired chochma. B'chinas emes kenei. And again, the pasuk says, acquire truth. Because we said earlier, the most important aspect of chachma is emes. And that's the tzadik u'emes. That's the one who has reached the highest degree of emes and chachma of kedusha, from whom all of Klal Yisrael has to receive from him. Just as Matan Torah, when Hashem first started broadcasting to all of Klal Yisrael, and everybody got blown away completely. Our souls left us because we couldn't handle that. And all the Jews cried out to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, you speak to us, because we see we can't handle getting it from direct from Hashem. And from that point on, this methodology was established, that this is the way it works, but with Hashem and Klal Yisrael and Tzadikim, that Hashem is mashpia, chiyas digdusha to Klal Yisrael via the tzaddik. The tzaddik yisoid, he's the tzinor, he's the pipe through which all Jews and the entire world receives its spiritual life, its spiritual chiyas. Now, Rav Nosson Zal, we're still continuing under the title Hilchas Shavuos, but Rav Nosson Zal is giving us a subtitle, the title Hilchas Melamdim, the laws of teachers and Talmud Torah and learning Torah, which is also in Yoredeya, in Shulchan Aruch. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how it's connected to our discussion here.